The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In Mark's Gospel, we meet Jesus for the first time here at the very beginning of his Gospel. And Jesus is already a grown man. This year, as we read through our lectionary and our worship services, it's the year of Mark. And so we will be reading a lot of Mark's Gospel and some of John's. But Mark has that sense about him, that sense of immediacy. There's no time to mess around. There's an urgency about Mark's Gospel. In Mark's Gospel, it's unlike the others in their beginning. We have no shepherds. We have no wise men. We have no stories of a young Jesus. We don't have the birth story. We don't have the traveling to Bethlehem. None of this is in Mark's Gospel. He starts immediately with Jesus there in the waters of baptism. We are in the midst of Epiphany season right now, or we're just beginning Epiphany season, and Epiphany means to be revealed, to be made known, to have that aha moment. You finally get it, what's going on. And here in this story, we have that aha moment for these people who are gathered here and also for us at this very beginning of Mark's Gospel. They see who Jesus is. Jesus is introduced. John is out there proclaiming that get ready for the Lord. He's coming. He's coming. And sure enough, he comes. And he's here. And the people recognize him. They see who he is because as he comes out of these waters of baptism, the heavens open up and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove and out comes that booming voice. "This is my Son, my Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." There is no mistaking it. Jesus is recognized as that Savior whom John proclaimed would be coming. It's in those waters of baptism that we see Jesus for the first time here in Mark's Gospel. And we also then remember our own baptism. This morning, I'd like us to look a little bit to the baptismal liturgy. If you want to look at some of that, it's on page 121. Specifically, I think what I'm looking at is page 122. It's called the Flood Prayer. And in that Flood Prayer, it mentions a lot of stories of water and how important water was in our faith and in our faith history, in our faith story. It starts with the waters of chaos. We in the first lesson for today, we heard those opening lines in Genesis, the beginning of the Bible, with the beginning of that creation story of the waters of chaos and how the Spirit of God hovered over those waters. The Flood Prayer also mentions how important water is to us to sustain life. We know here in South Texas what it is to go through an extended drought and you're begging for water, you're asking for water, you're praying for water to come down to bring life back to this earth. We know how important water is for life. That flood prayer also mentions the story of the flood at Noah's time, and then also the people as they escaped from slavery in Egypt, of how God parted the waters and they went through the Red Sea. And then it also makes mentions of entering into the land, the promised land. And once again, God does split the waters of the Jordan River so that they can cross on dry land, coming into that promised land. Water is an important part of our faith history. And as we think about water this morning then, there's two aspects I would like us to consider about water. One of the aspects is that water is cleansing. It cleans us. The other is that water is dangerous. Water can be very dangerous. First, water is cleansing. We use water to wash all sorts of things. We wash our hands before we eat. We wash the dishes after we eat. We wash our clothes. We wash our cars, or some of us wash cars, I guess. We wash ourselves. Water is an important part of our lives as just far as cleansing and being clean once again. In that flood story, or in that flood prayer, it is mentioned the story of Noah's flood. Going back even further, the waters of chaos, the waters at the very beginning, those waters were filled, the waters of chaos were just filled with potential of what can come out of those waters. And on the third day, God separates those waters from the land, and sure enough, life springs up. God's creation has begun with new life bringing up. And as God finishes creation on that last day, he creates animals and he creates people, and everything is perfect. Everything is complete. But it doesn't stay that way very long. As humanity falls, it opens the door for corruption. It opens the floor, opens up the door for dirt, for filth, for mess, for violence, for murder, for adultery, for everything else under the sun. The world is corrupted. It's filthy. It's dirty. And so once again, God decides to use water to cleanse the earth, because the whole earth was corrupted, all except one family, Noah and his family. And so God uses water to wash the whole earth once again, to start over, to start fresh, to bring new life once again into this world. Water is cleansing for us too in baptism. It cleanses us. It washes our sins away. Baptism is tied to the cross and the resurrection, where Jesus has died for our sins. He took our sins away. And we are washed clean in his blood. We are washed clean in that water of our baptism. We are made whole once again. As Martin Luther says in the Small Catechism, that through daily repentance, we are drowned. And that day after day, a new self shall arise in purity and righteousness forever with God. We are washed. We are made clean once again through God's forgiveness. And by those waters, in those waters of baptism, as we come out of those waters then too, God is pleased. We have been made pure. We have been made righteous. We have been given that promise that we will live with God forever. And so God too may say to us, "This is my child, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We are made clean. But water can also be very dangerous. In that same story of Noah's flood, thousands of people lost their lives because they were washed away by the water. That flood prayer goes on then too with the story of Moses. And as you remember, those waters rescued the Hebrew people as they crossed out of slavery. And as they were moving towards the promised land, those waters saved them, because God opened up, he parted those waters, and they crossed the Red Sea on dry land. But those very same waters that saved the Hebrew people came crashing down on Pharaoh's army water is dangerous. There's a story in Mark chapter 11 about James and John. They come to Jesus and they ask, "We have a request to make from you. Can, once you come into your glory, can we sit one on your right and one on your left?" And Jesus answers them, "That's not for me to grant." But he asked them a couple of questions. He says, "Are you able to drink from the same cup that I drink? Are you able to be baptized with the same baptism with which I am baptized?" Jesus was referring to that cross. That cross where he was killed, where he gave his life. Baptism or water is dangerous. When we tie ourselves to Christ, when we tie ourselves to those waters of baptism, there's something that's going to happen to us. We are supposed to change. And as Martin Luther explained in that small catechism, that it should happen daily. That baptism is not just a once and for all event, but it continues to happen each day of our lives. As we go through daily repentance, we come out new. But something happens in there. We are also drowned. Water is dangerous. We drowned. We are killed. That sinful self, that filth within us, is washed away, and it is killed. Something changes. And it's not easy to change. We don't want to give up our old habits. We don't want to give up those things that seem to be so tempting to us. We always want to fight. We pride ourselves on our own pride. We pride ourselves on being in control. We want to have control of our own lives. We want to make our own choices, our own decisions. And it's hard just to give that up, to let those waters roll over us. And to be drowned and be washed away so that a new self can arise with Christ. When I was in high school, several friends and I decided, let's go tubing down the river. And we were enjoying ourselves on the river, having a good time. And up ahead was a little waterfall. It wasn't very big. It was only maybe 2 or 3 feet tall. But it looked like fun, you know, to go zooming through there and on your way, and sure enough, a couple of my friends went through it and zoomed on down, and then came my turn. And I was sitting there in my inner tube, and sure enough, those waters just swept me over that waterfall, but I lost my inner tube. My inner tube floated on down, but I did not. I got caught in those waters. I got caught underneath that little waterfall. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't very high, but there was a lot of water. There were tons and tons of water coming down every minute through that waterfall. And I got caught in that waterfall. And I was doing this. I would come up underneath the waterfall and it would push me right back down. And I'd come up and come back down. And I was kicking. I was a decent swimmer. I'm trying to get away, but I cannot get out of that trap. And I was starting to get disoriented. I was losing my sense of what's up, what's down. Where is air? Where is water? And panic was starting to set in on me. But then I thought, I just need to calm down. And that's what I did. I took a deep breath when I had a chance. I curled up in a ball, and sure enough, the current just took me away from that waterfall, brought me into safety once again. Those waters of baptism are dangerous too, because they catch us. They make us change. When we kick and when we scream, when we try to fight it, it doesn't work. But when we let God have control, when we have faith in that Holy Spirit that God will lead us, sure enough, God takes us away. He gives us new life. He brings us into safety with Him. He gives us that promise that we will live with Him in purity and righteousness forever. And so as we come out of our waters of baptism, each and every day, as we go through that daily repentance and come out of those waters of baptism, each and every day, God can look at us and say, "You are made pure and righteous. You will live with me forever. You are my child, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.